It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Broadband regulation moves, Facebook changes course in Australia, and the 25 by 25 initiative gets moving. This is the Business of Tech. Every so often, one of my themes continues to just deliver. Let's talk broadband infrastructure again. Axios rounds up the movement happening on regulation. Congress has $3.2 billion devoted to broadband in the COVID-19 relief bill passed in December, and the House Energy and Commerce Committee advanced $7.6 billion for students and teachers who don't have access. This on top of the previously reported FCC investment in updating the maps. But also on trend, the states are moving. Nebraska, Texas, and Ohio all have 2021 initiatives, and 34 states took some actions in 2020. Seeing the writing on the wall, Comcast is pushing back their data cap rollout again, now to 2022. Over on the wireless side, The Verge gives us a roundup of the state of play. With phones expected to generally be 5G enabled this year, the networks are not nearly as far along. And those industrial options are even further behind, particularly due to standardization issues. So why do we care? If you're dismissive of regulation, I remind you that businesses make decisions because of it. Comcast is making their moves based on reactions to government and public sentiment both. Everything accelerated, and so did the move to make broadband a utility. Governments are recognizing it, and we'll see moves at the state level accelerate too. That's the COVID accelerant. We care because it should open up more opportunities. The tech battle in Australia continues to advance as Facebook has announced plans to lift the ban on news. This after a discussion between Mark Zuckerberg and the Australian Treasurer. Meanwhile, Microsoft is backing an effort in Europe to force tech companies to pay for the right to link news articles. The company is directly citing the Australian moves as inspiration to mandate paying for using content. While not related to these political moves, BuzzFeed is reporting that Mark Zuckerberg personally stepped in to make changes to Facebook's 2019 ban on Alex Jones in order to make it more lenient over the recommendations of employees. So why do we care? Let's observe that the issue here is link sharing. Fundamentally, do you have to pay for link sharing? It's a slight oversimplification, but it's a key part too. Tim Berners-Lee, creator of the web, highlights how that makes the internet unworkable. I'm not taking a side on this one, because it's two bad options, although I recognize this space needs to change. When Zuck alone makes the calls, that's too much power in one man's hands. The Silicon Valley Leadership Group was announced last month with a 25 by 25 initiative. What's that? It's a pledge to boost diversity in their leadership by 25% by the year 2025. The update this week is the companies that have signed on. Facebook, Twitter, Zoom, and Western Digital are all some of the tech-related ones, but the list is more expansive than just tech. Quoting MarketWatch, companies that take the pledge commit that at least 25% of their leadership will be individuals from underrepresented groups, people of color and women, by 2025. Or that by 2025, they will see at least a 25% boost in underrepresented executives in leadership roles. The companies are expected to publicize their diversity data and annual progress toward the goal, although those goals will look different depending on the levels of leadership companies decide will be covered by the initiative. Also quoting the piece, McKinsey have found companies with ethnically diverse executive teams are 36% more likely to achieve above average profitability, with that number being 25% for executive teams with gender diversity. Another study by Boston Consulting Group found diverse management teams have 19% higher revenues. So why do we care? With a mantra of you can't manage what you don't measure, this is why I produce the quarterly IT Leadership Diversity Report, which comes out next month. Self-reporting is great, and then in aggregate, we see how this shapes up. The short answer? The research says investing here causes business results. The corollary is that by not doing this, businesses fall behind. Targets are good. Now we measure them over time. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Gazinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster. An essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow.